If your pastor berates you and verbally beats you for telling him that he needs to go deeper in God's word when he preaches, well, he might be a wolf. If your pastor thinks that Metallica cover songs should be included during the praise and worship set, well, then, yeah, he might be a wolf. If your pastor never preaches through biblical texts in context, but always rips verses from context and then uses the message paraphrase, well, then, yeah, he might be a wolf. Now, if your pastor spends more time reading pop leadership books than studying God's word, yeah, he might be a wolf. If your pastor encourages the use of Lectio Divina contemplative prayer and repackaged Roman Catholic mysticism, then he might be a wolf. And if your pastor thinks that firing midgets out of cannons while performing the 1812 Overture is a legit evangelism technique, yeah, he might be a wolf. If your pastor spends the summer preaching on the latest blockbuster movies rather than preaching God's word, yeah, well, he might be a wolf. If your pastor says that the reason he doesn't preach the Bible deeply is because you're educated far beyond your level of obedience, well, then he is a wolf. If your pastor is allergic to words such as sin, blood, redemption, penal substitution, wrath, hell, and propitiation, yeah, he might be a wolf. If your pastor is a pastrix, she is a wolf. If the pagan non-Christians in your town are morally offended by your pastor's racy marketing pieces and shocking billboards, yeah, he might be a wolf. If your pastor has invited T.D. Jakes to speak at his next leadership conference, well, then he's a wolf. If your pastor was moonlighting in a comedy show that got canceled by a Vegas casino for being too obscene, yeah, he's a wolf. On that tweet, I provide the link to the blog post that the pastor put up. If the tweet that your pastor sent on Friday is longer than the Bible passage he preached about on Sunday, he might be a wolf. If your pastor tells you that your money is cursed until you redeem it by giving the very first 10% to him, yeah, then he's a wolf. If your pastor buys into Seven Mountain Dominionism, he's a wolf. If your pastor thinks that Creflo Dollar is a man of God and invites him to your church to fleece the flock, yeah, then he's a wolf. We'll talk about that in a little bit. If your pastor believes it's humble to engage in endless conversation rather than providing biblical answers, yeah, well, then he's a wolf. If your pastor is so inept at his handling of God's word that he thinks that Joel Osteen preaches the biblical gospel, yeah, well, then he might be a wolf. If your pastor regularly appears on TBN and you can't tell his theology apart from the other regular guests on TBN, yeah, then he's a wolf. If your pastor opened the praise and worship set during the Easter service with AC/DC's Highway to Hell, yeah, he's a wolf. If your pastor learned his theology regarding hell from Rob Bell's book Love Wins, yeah, he might be a wolf. If your pastor thinks the Bible teaches us to chase lions, slay giants, and pray sun stand still prayers, yeah, well, then he's a wolf. If the doctrinal statement that your pastor subscribes to wouldn't fit on a postage stamp, yeah, he might be a wolf. If your pastor spends inordinate amounts of time casting vision, yeah, he might be a wolf. If your pastor spends $500 per week on a hairstylist that specializes in Justin Bieber haircuts and faux hawks, yeah, he might be a wolf. If your pastor says that he's read the entire works of Jonathan Edwards but can't properly pronounce the word monergist, yeah, he's a wolf. If your pastor says that God won't bless you until you make yourself blessable, well, then he's a wolf. If your pastor made up his own creed and it begins with the words, "This is my Bible, I am what it says I am," well, then, yeah, he's a wolf. If your pastor mocks the people in church who want to deeply study and learn God's word, yeah, he's a wolf. If your pastor thinks that weight loss, hot sex, affluence, financial health, and finding your purpose are the fruits of the Holy Spirit, well, then he's a wolf. And if your pastor never preaches the good news of the forgiveness of sins won by Christ's blood on the cross to believers, that'd be like you and me, well, then he's a wolf.